up to 212, which is pretty much boiling for water.
Yeah.
I think
you know, it is.
Yeah.
Smoking strange. When I met a penguin, goddamn it, he was deranged. We were talking soccer, then it all fucking changed. I saw him press record and uploaded to his page. Oh, that deranged penguin. For an Antarctic bird, he should talk fast. Oh, that deranged penguin. He made me an unwilling victim of his podcast.
There's gonna be a lot of breathing sounds. They're all trying to live. We're all trying to live. Ladies and gentlemen, Deranged Penguin Podcast, brought to you in a studio partially sound engineered by Juan Delner Smith.
You're welcome, people.
Yeah. He hung up a blanket. It's inappropriate.
We called it good.
Yeah. He hung it up over San Antonio, a picture of San Antonio. We have Bradley with his old-ass soccer shirt that he has from 1995.
Good evening.
We have Delner, sound engineer extraordinaire for hire.
That's what I do.
We have Gina, birther and dairy cow extraordinaire.
No.
Wow.
and we have yours truly, the greatest podcaster in the history of this apartment, I do believe. I will go ahead and declare myself that.
It's a bold statement.
It is a bit bold, but I'm going to back it up. Much like Golden State is backing up their promise to win Game 2, they're winning right now by something like 18 points now. So there you go. There's the time and place. Ladies and gentlemen, Deranged Penguin Podcast coming at you. Do you feel it? Do you feel it? Everybody feel it?
The energy is so high.
So high.
Where does it hit you? Like, when you feel it.
Right in my throat.
Well,
in your throat?
Like somebody chopped me there. And I can't breathe. You don't know if you're really going to die or not, you know?
See, that's strange because I think it hits everybody in their ear canal. So, like, your eardrum. This is a podcast.
I was thinking my taint.
That's gross. And that's where you put the head. You're wearing your headphones incorrectly, I believe. I do believe. Did anybody get the little list of things I said that everybody should read?
There was a list?
Well,
there was a list.
There was a link.
Where do you send that?
Tetris story.
So one of the four of us read the list.
All right.
The person who sent
the person who
same
sent
guy who wrote the list.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's fine. I sent two things. One,
where's the list?
This is it right here. Two things.
That's the list?
It's, yeah, the list of two things. That's fine. That's fine.
I read the Tetris thing. That's not really a list, though.
Yeah, okay, fine. It's not a list. Have everybody played Tetris? Have you played Tetris?
Yeah.
Love Tetris.
I played it when it was in Russian.
Really? Oh, God. I was there when, Igor Provorontsev.
That was me.
You know, the crooked one? That was based on me. It was based on me. I modeled for it. Gina, do you love Tetris?
I do.
Was it a little bit disappointing to find out, per the article, that the guy kind of speculated that one of the reasons why we love it is because it fills up our short-term memory of things that need to be done, and so it never ends. Like the theory is like they looked at wages.
Next question.
How does it feel to be a dairy cow?
No.
So they looked at like waitresses that they're able to remember all these orders, like 20 orders, but they immediately forget everything everybody had, right? And so that part of a person's brain is what is excited about Tetris. Like you're like, there's a space here, put this there, put this there, put this, you put all that together. But they train so it never ends, and so you like scratching that itch. Basically is like the same sensation.
Feels like you're doing work, but you're not really.
Yeah, and you're like, this is fun, this is fun, this is fun. And it just never ends.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It sounds a lot like my job.
Sounds a lot like that. Skyrim is a lot like that, too.
It's a little bit. Yeah, you think it's fun? I don't know. I do like Tetris. I will play the shit out of some Tetris. I whoop the shit out of all y'all at some Tetris.
Whatever.
Gina plays all the time, and I whoop her at Tetris.
Whatever. Lies.
We're going to have a live Tetris off.
We should. Oh.
Yeah, we should do that.
Tetris on.
Yeah. We'll have it on and off, and yeah, whatever. I think I'll succeed at whatever that may be.
Doubt it.
I feel confident I would get at least second place, if not first, of the four of us.
I'm here and Adam's there. Like,
you can video all play games. For second place. It's fine. Yeah. And I'll take first.
Okay, whatever. No, I play Gina. We all three of us could play on the PS.
All right, we're gonna play. We're gonna have our Tetris off. You it's do happening. Your own, and you let us know what your score is.
What? Wait.
What?
What kind of game system do you have?
PS4.
But it has to be the one where it speeds up every time.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah,
okay.
that's pretty much
standard thing. All right, so what I found most interesting about this thing is that they smuggled it out of Russia, the Soviet Union, in the 80s, and then there was a whole bunch of people illegally selling.
We have a legal copy. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's basically that. And what is most interesting about that, I guess, right now is because Gina and I have been watching The Americans, about two Russian spies in the 80s living in America, that was based on the real life thing where they found like a bunch of Russian spies living here in, as recently as 2010.
What?
Yeah.
2010?
Yeah, they were just fucking hanging out. Had real lives, just they had friends, family, fucking soccer coaches. You they might be a Russian spy.
Need to be a spy. You could just come over. You could just ask. You could email me. I'll tell you whatever you want to know.
Yeah, I guess
that's
I mean,
something that a Russian spy
that's
would say.
That's why they had lives at that point.
That is something that's. So The Americans is as good a show, maybe even better than what everybody said it was. I
haven't
heard
anything
things.
About it.
I saw a lot of things on Twitter, people saying it was really good. Have you heard it was good? No? At the very least, friend
we're
of the show... at the very least, friend of the show, Jacqueline, said, yeah, watch it. Also, Orphan Black. I haven't gotten to Orphan Black, nor do I
Orphan
really want
Black
it.
Is great.
Is it? Yeah. Well, we obviously can't trust Del. He was homeschooled.
What is it called?
Orphan Black.
Orphan Black.
Sounds racist.
Orphan Black.
Yeah.
Orphan African-American.
Excellent. Excellent. Season
orphan
3 kind of loses. It's kind of goes off the rails a little bit with 4.
Parentally challenged person of color. That's how I feel that that should be called.
Watch it. You'll be blown away.
Parental guidance challenged person of color.
I just like without the guidance.
Parental challenge? What are we looking at?
No, parental.
Yeah.
The mic is
no,
just
it's
like.
It's okay.
The,
he's got it.
The show's been on for like 7 minutes, and
we're
our mic stand has
to
been like
to our crotches.
Yeah,
there's some assholes. That's fine. Don't worry about it.
Not assholes, crotches.
Crotches.
They're crotches. Ladies and gentlemen, let's talk about some things. Last week we talked about birthing Gina. Let's take an update.
Birthing Gina.
Yeah, we talked about birthing Gina.
Yikes!
You birthed.
Feel bad for your mom.
So a week on. Do you feel a little bit better about everything?
About having a baby.
About having a baby, being a moo cow?
I mean, it's kind of rough being a cow. And the baby can be a little bit annoying. I see what people mean now about kids being disrespectful. Because I keep telling her about this whole podcast schedule.
Yeah.
And yet...
And she literally just looks in her
she
eye
drags
and goes,
out these feedings over, like, 2 hours. And I'm like, come on, kid. Wrap it
I
up.
Mean, and that's how I know it's my kid, right? Because I'm over here sipping a beer. I'm not going to chug it. And
nope.
That's what the baby's doing with her flagging of boob. She's like, just, you know.
Yeah, I'm just going to take a rest.
She leans back.
Don't put that away. I'm not done.
Yeah, contemplates life a little bit. She's like,
have you
swirls it around.
Want to get back this black locker I got here.
Does she
Mom?
Get, like, high off of... Does it look like she gets, like, stoned off of eating?
Yeah, but it takes forever for her to get there.
Yeah.
It used to be, like, instant.
It's so gratifying when you see him, like, just gorked out.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
But think
it takes
about that,
forever
man.
Now.
Like, so we all used to get, like, basically shit-faced off of food, off of regular food. Right?
Yeah.
And then we spend the rest of our lives like finding new things to get
yeah
gorked off of, to use Brad's terminology, right? just thought, like, when I saw Rhodes doing that, I was like, this dude is totally, like, he eats some food, and then he's, like, totally, like, his eyes glaze over, and he's, like, you know, and it's just, it's kind of like a revelatory thing for me, but.
Yeah, it is, absolutely.
I think what I like most about the kid is that the kid stretches the same way. I was like, man, those are some, like, basic, just, you know, core basal software things for all of us right there. That we're just, you know, we all stretch the same way. The kid wakes up. She's like, the same thing. I was like, I fucking relate to that. I do the same thing. When I wake up, I stretch the same way. And, you know, I say it's a one thing that all us mammals can kind of do. My dog does the same thing. Wakes up, stretches out. Yep. It's like we can all relate.
Yawning, too.
Yeah, like yawning. Stretching.
Like, how did people ever say or try to, like, say that it's like a social construct? Or, because babies do that. Yeah. I just saw Nora doing that yesterday. I was like, if you're born doing that, it's not a social thing, right?
Yeah, and that's what...
Well, they're contagious, right? But yeah, don't they say that the reason you yawn is because your brain's, like, short on oxygen?
That's what they... That's what I used to hear, but then I heard that they don't really know, and they thought it's some sort of, like, social signal that it's time to, like... go to bed or something?
No. But
if
that's
they
sort of a weird idea, though, it. Because, like, it would have had to have started somewhere. Yeah. Unless the yawn is tracking,
it
like,
all started
the rotation
with one
of
yawn.
The earth.
Like, it's time to go to bed.
The yawn has been in continuous motion for thousands of years.
Right. Like, as the sun sets. Oh, that guy's yawning.
Yeah, I mean, so there's that. They say, like, right now... You know, the kid looks super cute, whatever. And it's all just, like, biological shit just to make us keep caring for it. Like, oh, look, it kind of looks like me. Kind of looks like you. I love me. I love you. I guess we'll take care of us. You know, comprised in here in this kid. But it's mostly just, like, instinct right now. Like, if you rub its cheek, her cheek, you rub her cheek, then she turns to, like, eat. Yeah. That's all, you know, that's all just fucking it. She's like, hungry. If you put something and she just starts sucking on it, that's all. Like, she doesn't think, you know what, I'm hungry. Let me just, you know, I think the best way that I've determined to extract food stuff from your breast is through this motion. They just fucking do it. They don't even know why. They don't even know where they're there. They shit, they piss, they eat, they sleep. This is just basic human. It's what we are at the core. That's it.
It's sort of crazy, though, when you think about it in relation to other species. Like a horse?
Mm-hmm.
Like a baby horse can
they
run.
They jump out and they start fucking sprinting. Yeah.
Yeah.
Preakness
like
stakes.
20 right minutes after they come out. It's crazy, man.
3 weeks, my kid can't do shit. Mm-hmm. Except shit.
Mm-hmm. Worst.
Yeah. Like, if your kids, can they run? Can they do anything?
Actually, Anna started sprinting about 8.5 months old, and she still hadn't quit.
You had it like
just
taser.
Like all night long. I don't know how that one's alive. Her caloric expenditure is way higher than her intake. I just don't get it.
There you go. She's like a streaker, and you got to tackle. You're like the out of shape security guard trying to.
Oh yeah,
chase her down.
I'm the Paul Blart of my house.
So, Gina Moo Cow, it's going along great.
It's going.
Do you recommend to other ladies and any helpful tips?
Gentlemen.
Maybe gentlemen.
The gentlemen.
I finally got
gentlemen
to.
Gentlemen do everything else.
Yeah, it's fucking lame.
Everything.
It's funny that Gina's gotten a habit of like telling me to do something right as I sit down. Right, like right when my ass cheeks touch the, she's like, "Oh, can you give me another couple? Can you give me some water? Can you go where you just were and grab the thing?" I'm like, "Okay."
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Just like that.
Huh? Yep.
Mm-hmm. You know how you just climbed the steps? Could you go right back to where you were and just get the other thing that was over there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's just like that.
Close the door and go, fuck!
The thing that's amazing to me is that they don't even notice. I was talking to Adam earlier, and he doesn't notice, like, already how significantly, like, things are a little bit different about...
No, I don't know fucking medicine. aside from being a gopher, that's fine.
Nope. Fucking... Everything is A-OK. Completely normal here in the Martini household.
Yeah.
I'm a new uncle since the last time we casted.
Congratulations.
I know, it's exciting.
Another congrats. Second time.
Way to go.
So I've been
congrats
on a
Jeff
tour, on tour of seeing newborn babies.
Yeah, he's like the Pope or a presidential candidate, you know.
Been kissing them.
Just coming by, blessing them, kissing them, singing them a song. Chinga 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 chinga. It's still.
I will say, I have to give them credit, as much as I'm dogging
babies,
that Adam and Gina are a lot more still just who they are than even like my brother and Faith, like on their second kid, like immediately back in like.
Well, I mean, all right, so how have we changed since you're an outsider, you know?
Oh, I was just messing with you about the whole, like, now you've become a gopher sort of thing. Like, the little bickering.
It's not a very good gopher.
The little bickering that it's sort of like, that's like, that's like what a baby does is cause parents to, start like a little picking away. Like, that's the thing. I've never really heard them do a lot of, like, a little.
People always do like picking at each other.
No, we are.
They do, though. These children just plant a little kernel of resentment in your brain.
Yeah.
And it's usually some, yeah.
I may or may not spend some nights, some feedings, glaring at the other side of the bed. Someone peacefully sleeping.
It's not peaceful.
Oh, man.
That's
yeah, that's what he claims
in the
morning.
I don't know if
it's not,
I can't speak.
When
it
he wakes
peaceful.
Up rested, he's like, yeah, I'm tired too.
Well, look, one thing is the thing. So, like, right now we're kind of semi co-sleeping because we got, like, what is that thing called? I don't know what the thing is.
It's a co-sleeper.
But that fucking thing. It's easy for, so Gina can kind of reach over and attach it, right? Get the kid, attach the kid
like
to
the sidecar.
It's like a little
bed to, like,
that goes
yeah, the World War II, like, sidecar.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's great, right? But since I'm near it, I'm definitely afraid.
The baby.
It and the baby of just, like, turning over and elbowing her right in the face, right?
Yeah.
Right in a soft spot. And I'm scared. So, like, I don't move. And so I wake up, I'm like, God, I feel like I was forced in a coffin or, like, tied up the whole night. I was like, fucking shit. And so then I wake up,
though,
my back hurts. I got, like, fucking old man back.
Even
now
though,
I know why all dads have back pain. It's that. Started there. That's what it is.
It does. It starts there. No, but not only that, that is a huge problem. But the other thing, and the reason I know that this is a point of friction between y'all is because it's a fucking problem between all people, all couples, you know? Because, you know, Captain Jugs is over there doing her thing, and she looks over, and she's pissed at her husband because he's, air quotes, sleeping. But who sleeps in the middle?
Yeah. Or the occasionally, because when the kid doesn't really feel like she's like at the dinner table comfortably, she's just like,
yeah.
It's like, hey, what was that about? It's rough for you, is what you're saying.
You're having a rough sleep.
It is so much harder for the mom.
No, I feel bad for you.
But
sounds rough.
I'm not sleeping.
Yeah,
but I'm definitely.
I even, like, last night, like, Anna woke up all during the night and cried. I woke up all night long. I was not even in the same room.
Yeah,
you know? There you go. So, somebody else.
Sounds rough.
I wake up.
Feel like I know what it's like to give birth to a child.
Yeah,
it's pretty much been.
I can tell you guys get it. I was unfair.
I turn and I look and I'm like, hey, so do you need anything? Do you want to get some? You want some water? Can I help? Do you want me to change her? Do you want me to? Do you want me to? She said, no, I already changed her. I was like, okay. What am I supposed to do there? Like, just change her, just to change her? Just, I mean, she's already been changed. Just fucking, all right. I guess I'll be here. I need to get a little rest because I'm going to have to wake up and do some gopher type shit.
Somebody has to go to work in the morning.
I'm going to have to do some gopher type
shit. Someone's not working
tomorrow.
not him.
Yeah, rough day ahead of you.
Yeah. I mean, so that's the thing. The good news tonight, Gina put a little some foodstuffs in a container. So I'm going to wake up. I'm going to give the kid later on
tonight.
We'll
see if I also have to wake up.
Probably.
No. God. The containers. Oh, no, the containers.
That's fine.
Because you know the other problem with the whole sleeping situation, and you think this on the front, you're like, oh, I got this solution, right? I'll put him in containers. Yeah. He'll feed the baby in the middle of the night one night. Next night, I will go. We'll each be able to actually sleep. It'll be great. Right? This is the idea.
Yeah.
This is a fantastic idea. I love this idea. Doesn't work. For a couple of reasons. One, kid does not give a fuck. She will come after your ass, even though you have filled up 98 containers. Two, your boobs are going to wake you up. Even if Penelope does not make a peep, you're going to get the tingle.
It's time to feed.
It's time to feed. Or pump. But in either case, something's going to give. If you're going to keep your supply up, it's going to be a problem, dude. It's a fantastic idea.
We
keep
shall
it going.
See.
Keep. We hey, shall see. I'll keep my fingers crossed. I hope it works.
It's one. The plan is just to skip one, so I get like 4 consecutive hours.
Look, oh, you can skip. You can do one. I thought you were talking about a whole night.
No, just one.
It's fine. Oh, so I mean, again, I'm not waking up and glaring at anybody. You know what I mean? So I don't have hate in my heart. You know what I mean? That's fine. So that's how I know that when a kid gets older, it's gonna look at me. I'm gonna be the nice guy. I know it's gonna be the bad guy, right? Mm-hmm. Somebody has hate in their heart.
You'll still have love in your heart because you rested.
I'm saying. I mean,
last 20 years.
Kid didn't die off.
I don't know why your mom's a bitchy bitch, but you can go ahead and get the fucking, you know, princess, whatever dress. It's fine. I don't care.
I'm rested.
Honestly, say though that these two are the first new parents I've ever seen that aren't immediately like super bags under the. They look like zombies for about a month.
Y'all both look like normal people right now.
Yeah.
Good.
Like,
I think we're doing okay.
Yeah. Could not tell that they didn't like one and a half hours of sleep.
Yeah. So I was telling my friend that it's a lot easier to wake up in the middle of fucking night when you know you don't have to go to work and that you have enough money to pay the rent and that your partners are fully on board with it. Like, those are really the three pillars of baby rearing that you need there, that you're like, holy shit, what I do about childcare, right?
Yeah.
Holy shit, what I do? Do I have enough money to fucking pay for this? All the shit the kid needs, and holy shit, it turns out, you know, the baby's kid doesn't like it and fucking hates it. You know what I mean? Because there are some nights when you're like, how does a baby fucking
the baby's kid?
I don't know. Yeah.
The baby's dead. Baby's parent. Yeah. Sorry. I drank a little bit. You see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? I'm getting, you know, that was the other thing. I want to talk about that dad brain.
Your hand?
Yeah, I hashtagged it on my hand, my Instagram bit, and I tweeted it, and I said, we're going to talk about it.
Are you having a stroke?
No, I'm just an advanced level right here. All right, let me finish up this thought. One, that you really do need those things, and I'm glad that we have those. I'm glad we waited, and we didn't fucking crank out a kid in high school, because, oh my God.
Yeah, we got decent time off from
work. Yeah, we got decent time off from work, because we have, you know, adult jobs and not fucking fast food jobs, because that's not really working. You know what I mean? And that's not to knock people to have kids young, but it's just easier. And I know it from experiencing people have had kids really young, people have had kids a little bit later in life, like us. It's so much easier that, you know, I could wake up, we could wake up. And it's a little bit frustrating, but you can deal with that when you have a teammate and you're not having outside stressors. Like, the other thing is like, oh, well, fucking dog's got to go out. I'll run the dogs out. You know what I mean? That's not a huge deal. It's a manageable stressor, you know, versus, holy shit, you know, fucking, I got to go to work. We both got to go to work tomorrow, or else we get kicked out of his apartment. Where's the kids stay? Do we, you know what I mean? Just all these fucking things. So we'll get to dad brain in a little bit. But yeah, I mean, Brad, do you agree with us?
I agree wholeheartedly. I thought that you both look like normal people because you were sort of easygoing. But I do think the work thing has a lot to do with it. I didn't even really put that together. But you both are on leave, right?
Yeah.
So do you think, because we didn't, like, Lauren hadn't gotten maternity leave for either of the girls. Like, I haven't gotten paternity leave. Is that...
It's insane as a freaking doctor.
Yeah, it is insane,
by the way.
Yeah, that actually, it really is, like, you are the pillar of health. Like, you are the person who is supposed to like help anyway. You fucking understand.
Yeah, dispense helpful knowledge, and yet, yeah. Like, yeah. Yeah, but
just be the most unhealthy of all the people. Though. Be the fattest shit ever, preaching at people about their diabetes.
Don't get your foot cut off like I did. You know, that maybe that's right. Kind of with it. Yeah,
maybe.
So no paternal leave, no maternal leave for y'all.
Do you think y'all's leave? I don't know. I mean, is it more just part of your industry, or is it your business specifically?
I don't. It could be the industry.
Yeah, I mean,
it allows for them to give that kind of a benefit.
Yeah, I mean, we're in the kind of business where it's the kind of business where they're trying to attract people. You know, it's not like, well, we got a fucking a lot of these kind of people, so whatever. It's supply and demand kind of thing. So, I mean, you try to attract more people, the better people that you can, and you try to give them more money and more benefits. You know what I mean? That's basically it. I don't know why. I think doctors are so, there's like so few of them, I guess. I don't know why they don't give you, they need y'all so much. I don't know. Fucking people need their fucking ibuprofen.
I think it's because it's one of the more conservative professions. I'd say lawyers too, tend to be more conservative overall and slower to adopt new technologies or whatever,
policy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's a good point. Technology, especially Austin, San Francisco, California kind of stuff, they are really it skews younger, skews liberal, skews progressive. And so they're going to be more, likely to give you just leave for whenever. They're like, we don't even have leave. You can leave whenever you want. You don't even have to be here. However, I say all that, but yeah, it's a little sexist and there's all kinds of harassment things. There's not a lot of, I don't want any people like, no, let me tell you what, actually, no, I mean, but it's a little bit more than say, like you said, like being a lawyer, being a fucking, doctor, shit like
that. Is it one of those things though, that even though they give you leave, is it frowned upon if you max it out or if you take it?
No.
No, they're really encouraging people to use it and they'll never deny it.
Yeah. I mean, lot of the shit. Yeah. Because,
how they keep people. That's
and there, one there, of yeah, them. There's a brand to sell here, too, that doctors and lawyers don't have to deal with as much either, right? Some of it is like the prestige of being a doctor or lawyer is because you're a doctor or lawyer. It doesn't matter. You don't have to constantly be befriending people. There are tons of asshole doctors and lawyers who are great. Right. House is an exceedingly good example of
that fictional doctor.
Yeah. Well, but it's good. It's a great example of like Dr. what we House. Think of, like the brilliant dude who's just total ass and completely socially inept and doesn't matter because he's a brilliant doctor, right? Mm-hmm. And we kind of have that stigma, I think, because of the arrival of doctors and lawyers as the most prestigious position, which it's really not at all anymore. Like, you make a ton more money as an entrepreneur, startup tech person, but you have a brand to sell, right? Too. And you have to appeal to the aesthetic of the people, which is like, oh yeah, the we need to give people freedom, to be creative, but also freedom to raise their kids and stuff. There's a different morality that's kind of coming up.
Yeah.
As I say, our company just recently doubled the leave, so it went from 1 week dudes to 2 week. Well, actually, it's secondary caregiver, but we all know what that means. Fucking dude, right?
Dude or chick.
To Starbucks,
yeah.
The general thing.
And so, everybody refers to it as paternal leave, but it's secondary paternity leave, but it's secondary caregiver leave. I added to that. I took some PTO. That's great. I'm enjoying it. I think I don't see how I could do it another way as peacefully and as, this is doubled as a staycation. I've enjoyed it a lot because it's been really busy this semester, this year. And so it's been really great for us. And I think I can see how it could be even more stressful with a kid to do all the shit we have to do, especially for Gina. if you had to go to work, if I had to go to work. We didn't have
help. So we're very lucky. I can't imagine, man. I really cannot. I cannot imagine how difficult it would be for a new mom to be thrust back into a work environment in 3 or 4 days.
Fuck. What do you
bananas to me.
Yeah, and if you're an organization, it's just bad. You're like, are we really all right? We're gonna get this person back because we need them to get to work, quote unquote. But they're not gonna be 100%. You're not gonna get 100% from this person. Even 75% from this person. They don't want to be there. They're not. Their head's not in the game. So they're not. I mean, what are they?
If you're a company that can't deal with the loss of one person for a little. That's bad company planning.
Yeah.
And that's the majority of what's built. Hole. That's what's built up this culture, I think, is poor company planning. Mm-hmm. That's one of the reasons, you can say what you want about Chick-fil-A, but throughout the biggest economic crisis that's happened in our generation, our adulthood, they were still having free sandwich days to anybody comes in and gets a free sandwich. And to me, that represents the fact that they're not squeezing every little dime. They're putting away stuff so that they can weather the storm and be consistent, right? And they don't follow the economic trends the way that the oil companies do or anybody else.
Well, yeah, that's because they're privately held. Right? Yeah. They're a private company. And a lot of times they can make decisions. And this is a big thing in business that a lot of... and this is one of the reasons why they wanted publicly owned companies to maybe not have to to file SEC reports quarterly, because it makes them focus on quarterly returns. Every month. Right. In 3 months, they're like, well, or is it 4 months? 4 months? They're like, oh, shit. Yeah. They're like, oh, shit, here's it's 3 months.
Three times 3 months. Well. Jesus, yeah. What is wrong with me?
Math major over here.
It's fucking dad brain. Yeah.
Dad brain. This is an official symbol for dad brain, by the way.
We'll get into it. So basically, they're saying they need to focus long term. And when you're a privately held company, you don't have these quarterly pressures to turn a profit or to update.
Unless your board demands it, a lot of private companies do.
So I mean, it's good to balance the long term with the short term, so you can, like you said, weather a storm that way, mitigate risk. All right, so let's get to this dad brain thing. The reason I keep doing that is because I had a dad brain moment as Gina was pregnant, and I hashtagged it on my hand. I wrote hashtag dad brain, and then I tweeted it, and I said I will explain this on the next episode of the podcast, a podcast episode that we did not record. And so that's why I want to talk about it right now.
So what did you do? Give us a setup.
All right, Brett, to answer your question, dad brain. So there I was at the Starburns line in a drive-thru. And I don't know what it was, fucking sleep haze or something. And I look and I see they have this... I don't even remember what it was. It was a new drink, right? New Starbucks drink.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to get that.
That'll the new $8 fine. Cup of shit this month.
Yeah, it's like, what sugar plus cinnamon plus whatever in the fuck will you give me now? And I'm like, okay, that sounds great. I'll use my Starbucks card. But I don't know why, but it said, look at this honey frapp or whatever in the fuck. What is it? Lattes and frappuccinos. And... I had dad brain, and I just read all that. I saw it, and I was like, what do I want? I don't know. I got in line, and they're like, all right, so welcome to Starbucks. How can I help you? And I just, as I do, I looked at it, and I just read it off. And I read it off altogether. And both the chick there and Gina were looking at me like, what the fuck, you dumb shit? Can I get a fucking, caramel poppin' sauce, lattes and frappuccinos? And I had no idea what I was saying. And Gina was looking at me like you said, how in the fuck did I let this dumb shit impregnate me? I mean, look at me failing the human race. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I was like, what? Huh? And the lady's like, excuse me? And I was like, and I read it again, right? And I was like, I must not have been clear. So
you just want a latte. You don't want all the drinks.
And I was like, what? I just read the drink order.
Lattes and frappuccinos, please.
Why did you step in? Why didn't you let this exchange keep going?
I thought he had it. You know?
Well, like, one, I guess I can see in her eyes that it was like a little bit like.
It's the first day.
This is not really happening. And then the second one, like, I don't know how to stop
it.
He did it again. Like, it's something so basic. How do you even correct him, you know?
Hey, your lattes and frappuccinos. I want one of those. Come on.
Let me get a lattes and frappuccinos, please. And I was like, wow, I fucking... I just totally spaced. And it reminded me of my dad, how he... Like, I like to make fun of him because he calls Chick-fil-A Chick-a-fil. And me and my brothers and sister were like, what, Dad? What the fuck? And he was like... He's like, I don't give a shit. Whatever, let's go to Chick-a-fil and get... You know, whatever. Let's go to, you know, Whataburger and get a Whopper burger. It's like, it's just a Whopper, and that's actually a Burger King. I mean, it's like, yeah. It's like, how do you get to this point? And I'm like, oh, this is how it happens.
Yeah, you're point, on the road.
You just don't even give a fuck. You're just like, yeah, fuck a latte and frappuccinos. Like, sir, it's like, yeah, whatever. That's fine.
Just make it happen.
Like, I gotta get out of here.
What you have reverted in so many ways. I mean, not only are you incapable of ordering, but you're ordering. That's a problem.
Well, that was
Ever order.
That is
don't,
new. Maybe why that's are the problem you, that he was ordering.
Why are you trying to do things you don't normally do?
This is what I was
now listen. I understand I wanting to expand your repertoire a little bit. Feed a child in the middle of the night. Walk a dog. Maybe even put a fucking dish in the dishwasher to be a helpful husband.
Maybe
but what
even,
are you thinking about ordering?
Yeah, that's what I was saying in the classic rapist Bill Cosby joke. We're dumb. We're not so dumb, you know. I exhibit a little dad brain out there, and then I get my privileges revoked, and I don't have to order anymore or cook or clean. So like, fuck! I remember last time this guy went up there. Yeah. Last time he was up to bat. We don't want that again. Oh. You know?
We don't want this guy whiffing at the underhand softball toss.
Whoa! You know? Pulling it
back. Oh, I just missed that one. Oh, sorry, man.
Pull it back muscle. Pull it back muscle.
So, Gina, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being super duper helpful, and 1 being, I have reconsidered my vows, where do you feel like Adam sits?
I'd put him at about probably a 7
what?
And a half.
A little high. It's I was good. Thinking she was going to say 3.
That's what I was expecting here.
I mean, he's made a concerted effort to do lots of things.
Like what?
I still have to do some things, but...
Name all the things so the future wives will know.
That you've done?
Yeah.
You walking the dogs.
Sweet.
By yourself every time.
Yeah.
And not skipping any walks, which is pretty impressive. It's pretty impressive.
Was that the expectation?
You know, it
somebody's
was.
Just gonna be pissing in the corner for like 4 days.
It was.
There's gonna
that
be
didn't
a
happen. All right, what's up?
Let me just quickly interject that this is based on the fact that like usually on my work from home days, I'm working, and I'm like I take the dogs. I'm like I fucking get to it. And I get busy with, like, meeting, and then when Gina comes home, and then she's like, did you walk the dogs? I'm like, no, I didn't get a chance to walk the dogs. That in my free time,
he's laying there.
I took a shit, you know what I mean? Because I needed to do that. And then I had to get back to the fucking meeting.
I had to conquer, I mean, meet, have meetings.
There was a battle, a problem with work.
We had a real battle in Ireland, I mean, in the fucking billing department. Yeah. Fuck you guys. Okay. Anyway, keep going.
Understand.
I walk the dog. I walk the dogs. Go ahead.
Yeah. There's supposed to be a list, right?
Lord of the Manor.
And
King of the Castle.
And you
made your breakfast sometime. Maybe.
You did?
Yeah. Brought you some cereal sometimes.
You brought me cereal.
Yeah.
Did you grocery shop?
Did you do?
Nobody. Well, Gina grocery shop.
Have y'all given up on grocery shopping yet?
A little bit.
We
it's
did
been
in
great.
The beginning.
We were fucking Grubhub superstars.
Yeah, we ate.
What is Grubhub?
It's just
they
like
deliver food to you.
Is it like cooked
wherever.
Food?
Like from restaurants.
Restaurants in your area that don't do delivery themselves, they will go pick up your order.
Yeah. I'm telling you, man.
My brother's been doing like some pre-prepared meals that you just throw in the microwave for a second.
Is it that Blue Apron stuff?
It's not Blue Apron. They did that before, but this is like even, you don't prepare the meals at all. They're pre-prepared. You just
TV dinners.
They're basically TV dinners, but they're fresh. You know?
Yeah.
Fresh from the mail. Yeah. So it's, I don't know if I want to open up the fucking mailbox and like, scrumptious, you know?
We ate some. They were okay. Jeff was like, these are so good. I was like...
You know, I was working on a farm.
You've been a dad for way too long.
Yeah, I mean, you've done
medium
stuff.
Rare steak that's been sitting in your mailbox for 4 days.
Changing the baby all the time and, you know, hanging out with her when I need a break.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. But, I mean, you could probably make coffee in the morning.
I don't do that.
You could probably...
That's woman's work, you know?
Wash the dishes.
Oh, is that why that's like that over there?
Yeah, that's my work in progress over there.
Yeah, you better get on that, woman. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I could do that.
What do y'all do a French press, or do y'all have like a...
Both. Whatever we feel like.
But yeah.
We use a French press, but also have like a regular drip coffee
maker. Whenever we're feeling finicky, you know? It's good to have options. I think we're going to get rid of our Keurig, though.
Good for you.
Yeah.
You're not a fan of Keurig anymore? There you go, one step at a time.
My family, my brothers, my dad, everybody keeps trying to get me to buy a fucking Keurig. It's the best thing ever. It'll change your life.
My life wouldn't change other than
kind of a hassle.
I guess you know how it changes your life, in that you have lukewarm coffee whenever you want it
at your disposal.
Yeah,
I mean,
who doesn't want lukewarm coffee?
Listen, I like using other people's Keurigs. I understand. Every now and then. And, you know, if I really was the most busy person on earth, I can understand using a Keurig.
Yeah.
I just like my French press, man.
Yeah. When you,
it's good coffee. It's hot.
You do it the fussy way with the hot water. There's nothing like a good hot cup of coffee. You're like, this is the fucking shit.
Oh,
when you
yeah.
get that lukewarm ass fucking Keurig coffee, and you're like, this is okay.
It's like, but I kind of have that popcorn problem with the French press. It doesn't stay hot that long. If you leave it sitting and there's more, it cools off.
Oh yeah, yeah. You gotta put it. You gotta. Hey, I tell you, have you gotten one of these thermos cups? Not a thermos, but like a thermos coffee mug.
A thermos keep brand your, cup.
Yeah, thermos brand cup.
Okay. Thermos. You can get like,
yes, I understand. You can get a 20-ounce thermos brand cup, okay? You make your French press. You go ahead and pour yourself a cup of coffee.
Fucking
and then pour the rest in there.
So you get that like scalding hot, I'm going to remove the morning breath for you cup of coffee, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Disgorge the earth, you know? And then you put the rest of it into the 20-ounce thermos brand cup. That shit will stay hot for, no lie, 18 hours. I'm talking liquid magma hot. It is so great.
That's good.
Not a bad idea.
That's good. I mean, all right, so we've heard from fucking dead-ass Brad over there. He's like, well, you get your thermos brand. You know, that's a guy that has to wake up way too early and needs fucking scalding-ass hot coffee.
Yeah.
Del, what do you drink?
Do you really want to know what my pretentious opinion is? Because I'm about to get real pretentious.
Yeah, let's get it.
All right. So, I'm not a huge fan of, like, super hot stuff, period. Mm. But...
That's some bachelor ass shit. Like, I need some fucking cold ass pizza.
Not, I like cold brew, but I like hot, warm to hot-ish coffee. I feel like when it's too hot, you can't really taste it.
I had
a Keurig, and I started feeling guilty about the amount of waste in the cups that I was creating. I was like, this is ridiculous. So then I went to French press, and I like French press. French press makes a really strong, robust coffee. It's probably the most amount of caffeine that you can get in a cup is through French press. And then through various people and discovering coffee. Got really into like third wave pour over slow coffee, like single cup servings. And I have a Japanese, it's called a Kalita wave, and it's like a filter, and you grind your coffee right before. And that's the most important thing, I think, is a fresh grind more than anything else. It makes the biggest difference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I have a pot, a kettle that I can control the temperature like per degree up to like 212, which is pretty much boiling for water.
Yeah.
I think it is. Yeah.
No, it's pretty much.
Pretty much. I mean, if it doesn't have like,
I mean, I guess it depends on altitude, right?
Right.
Yeah. I don't know about your science, but pretty much is what we consider that.
Well, if it doesn't have a lot of lead in it or something.
I don't know what your corporate reality tells you is boiling point.
So I generally like to brew coffee around 100. Most of the coffees I really like about 195 to 198 degrees. And it takes about, I mean, it doesn't take that much longer than a French press, and it's just a really flavorful, like, the change over from a French press or a cup of coffee where it's like, give me as dark and as strong, you know, like, just punch me in the face, to something that, like, I can actually taste the overtones of, like, fruits and things, is hard to go back from. There's still definitely, like, a, well, I just need a caffeine fix, so just give me whatever there is versus, like, oh, I want to enjoy my cup of coffee, you know?
Yeah. So. I think, there's it's like anything else, right? Like, sometimes, if you want a really good drink, you just, like, can fuss over it. And other times, you're like, I just kind of wanted something I can drink real quick because I'm not really in the mood to enjoy it. I'm going to be doing other things. I can't just sit there, sip it and fucking like, this fucking life's great. And then there's other times, just like you said, you just need something to chug back because you got something to do and keep you awake. Yeah. And the reason I said, like, for the coffee maker we have there, one of the reasons I like it because it gets hotter than, like, the, what you call it, is because I'm going to be sipping on it for a little bit of time, and I'd like it to be at that good temperature where it's kind of warmish and not just longer. Fucking cold.
Right.
I got fucking cool coffee over here. It just tastes like shit. I mean, like, well, great. So if like it's really, old, yeah, if it's really like hot.
Old then pond water.
Yeah, it's like, I think that was a mosquito in there. I don't know how that happened. So, like, a little bit later, you know, it's still a little bit warm when I'm finishing up. I was like, that was good all the way through. So, yeah, I see your point. I think we all enjoy a nice fussy way to make coffee.
So what is this wave thing?
Third wave.
You said it's like a kettle, like a single kettle?
It's a Kalita wave. Kalita is the brand. And it's just like, it's basically like, have you seen the Teavana? You know Teavana?
Yeah.
The Starbucks brewing brand. Mechanisms where put the teas and the stuff on top, and it's got like a thing you sit on top. So it looks like that kind of. So it's got it's got a cup with a plastic rim that you set right on top of your coffee cup. It's got three holes. And then the filters are like, they look like regular coffee filters. They're kind of ridged filters that you put in, and you put the grounds right in there, and then you pour the water from a separate kettle, like on top of it. And it's the pouring method and style that you choose, like, does different things, brings out different things. But you basically, it's basically you're looking for like even extraction over like 2 minutes. To maximize the flavor without a lot of the tannins and the bitter overtones that coffee has. So.
I think coffee is like scientifically incapable of being bitter, but yeah, I know what you're saying.
Well, it has tannins are what we consider people taste as like kind of like bitter, sour overtones in wine and beer and stuff, and the same thing in coffee is tannins.
Yeah. Like I said, so you can spend a lot of time doing that. And I think for, like, right in the middle, I think I'm kind of done with the Keurig. It was fun. It was kind of like, hey, look what I'm doing.
Yeah, I loved it. Yeah, for a while, it was like God's gift to coffee. I was like, oh, my gosh, the best thing ever.
But then, most things in life, you spend a little time, you get rewarded for it. spend a little time making your coffee, you get a really great fucking coffee.
It's a good example of what we were talking about with VR earlier. Like, just because the technology affords you the ability to do it doesn't mean it's the best thing.
Yeah. This was an offline conversation that was on the podcast. So in case you're confused, like, what? I don't fucking remember no VR shit.
We'll have a big ethical conversation sometime on the show, I'm sure.
I think of all the methods I've tried, I like the drip coffee maker the best. But the drip? But I think what makes it best is whole bean coffee and grinding it fresh right before you make it.
Yeah.
It's the biggest difference I've found in coffee.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But I still have to prep my shit so that next morning I can actually squeeze everything in before I sprint my way from the front door to the car.
Yeah.
So before I go to bed, like tonight before I go to bed, I will I'll put beans into the grinder. I will fill up a kettle full of water, put it on the eye. I'll put the French press out. I'll put two cups out. And when I come down in the morning, eye on grind into the French press. You got to have the fresh ground.
Yeah, I think for one day it was cool. Basically when I was at the Miller Lite stage of coffee drinking, you know, where you're just well, this seems so right. Folgers. Yeah, it's I got the Folgers up the thing, and I was kind of half asleep. It was basically the commercial, right? And then it smells good. You're like, it smells fucking good. And you put it in there. But then after a while, you're like, this doesn't taste good. The best part of waking up isn't Folgers in my cup.
No.
It's God, where did we fall off? That we had to have Folgers in our fucking cup. What happened to grind a little coffee, woman? Then you get a divorce.
I sell a lot of Maxwell House and a lot of Folgers. Seriously. Because there are a lot of people who come in, they get a loaf of bread, they're fucking Folgers, and they've got to get their script, and they got to get the fuck out of there. Dang. And every time I sell somebody best Folgers or Maxwell House, I'm sorry.
They sell better coffee there than that.
Yeah.
Green Mountain, actually, the Keurig Green Mountain brand has some an organic line that's actually really tasty. Really good. I would put it on par with, a pour over or something.
Yeah.
But my grandmother loves Keurig, and she gets the Folgers, and I got to the point, I've been staying with her for a while, where I quit. She would be like, oh, you make yourself some coffee or whatever. I'd be like, no, I'm okay. I quit drinking coffee because that shit was so bad. So bad to me. I would rather not drink. I would sometimes make myself a cup, and I would drive the 40 minutes to work, and I wouldn't have taken a sip. And I get to work, and I'm like, I gotta get some caffeine. So I'm trying to force it down my throat as much as I could in 2 seconds. And be like, yeah, it's got to be good. But I just quit drinking coffee.
Gina and I have a joke about work coffee and how it's terrible. And, I mean, it always is. And it's a combination of, leaving it in the fucking, what are those things called?
AirPod.
Yeah, the AirPods are too long. Oh. How long are they supposed to be in there?
It stays fresh for, three hours.
It's in there longer than that because it's fucking work coffee. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they have those.
And then machines. It sort of separates a little bit, and you have to have that oily layer up on top.
Yeah, it is like that. And and no matter what, you drink it because it's there. But as soon as you walk out, a couple times I've been drinking this is not so bad. I'm not gagging on it. You know what I mean? And I'm walk and as I walk out of the building, I take another sip. I'm like, oh. I am gagging on it. It's it loses power as soon as you leave the work premises. You're like, oh God, what have I been eating this whole time? You know? It's like that.
That's right. The schmilk is tainted. Don't drink it.
I think what they make it out of is everybody's hopes and dreams. And then they, they grind them up and they make you drink them. You fucking sip on that. Keeps you alive a little bit more and makes it to the next day.
What do you feel like the best brand of coffee is?
I don't know if I found
that's an impossibility, man. So I think they're great, because whatever brand of coffee. I don't drink anything but fresh roasted local coffee, pretty much.
Really?
And yeah, pretty much.
From Colombia. He flies down to Colombia every morning. Fucking
get local.
The beans are shipped from all over, right? But right. The thing in America about third wave coffee is that like these like Portland coffee places will get it and they roast it there. And it's from the time that's roasted, it has a shelf life at that point, right? Yeah. It pretty much stays for a year or two as green coffee beans before that. And they're good. It's a combination of like the quality of the coffee bean, the area that's grown from, and I hadn't gotten into that because that's kind of like on the wine level, and that's like a little bit beyond what I'm willing to invest my time in right now. but the roast, like the way they roast it, has a huge amount to do with like what flavors are extracted from it, you know?
Yeah, and so there are two roasters here in town.
Yeah.
One of them has actually, it opened like a mile away from our house. And if the wind is, I swear to God, if the wind is right, like it smells amazing.
Yeah. Well, there's a coffee roaster in Hattiesburg, and they've produced a lot of different coffees that I hadn't really liked that much. They've been okay. And then I went and bought a new bag and called Sun Punch, and it just like blew me away. It was like amazingly good, you know.
So, better than the Folgers.
Yeah. Also, Hattiesburg at T-Bone's probably has the best cold brew coffee I've ever had in my life. That's saying a lot.
Good thing.
All right, y'all.
Gina? I don't know, Gina. I don't know if we've had a best of best.
We kind of mix it up what we buy. Like, for a while, we were buying beans from a local coffee place called Local Coffee. Mm. And
clever.
It was when they were selling Stumptown. But then they stopped carrying it, and they started carrying something else that I think is local to San Antonio. But I don't like it. Yeah, like, all the flavors are, like, bright, cherry, tart kind of stuff. And
it has the weirdest fucking aftertaste. Like, as soon as it starts getting, like super hot, you're like, what the fuck am I drinking? Then I feel my face scrunching up. I'm like, I can't drink this.
Yeah, ooh. So we'll
either... I thought it was just me. And I looked at Gina, and she's like, yeah, I can't.
It's not good. There's but there's another store over here where they sell whole bean coffee, and they have really good stuff. I don't know who roasts it or where it's from, but it's good. And then if we go to the grocery store, I'll buy, like, there's another one there that they sell at HEB that's a local brand, and it's, like, they do a pecan coffee and then, like, a breakfast blend, but theirs are good, too. But whatever I can find that's whole bean and...
Yeah.
Tastes decent.
I really think the time between the roast and grinding and consumption makes a huge difference too. Yeah. So like if it's local and basic and they're not trying to like be some artisan, like go for some aesthetic, then you can't go wrong with that. Like over any like national brand, you know.
Right.
I'd have a hard time saying, oh, I love this like brand of coffee.
Yeah,
that's what I was going to say. It's like, I definitely have coffees that I hate. Mm-hmm. Like your lower echelon coffees. But we sort of mix it up. I don't do a whole lot of local stuff. Like, I buy local stuff when I go to local places. But, like, the fucking local stuff around here is expensive, man.
Yeah.
I don't know how it is. I don't know how it is down there, but it's like $14-$15 bucks a pound.
Yeah. I mean, it's not expensive. But yeah.
He's paying for a castle.
Yeah, I know.
They're adding a new moat. You know? I mean, that's the thing, is that like you get into any of these kinds of things, whether it's coffee, whether it's wine, whether it's beer, whether it's like liquor, that the more you get into it, the more expensive your tastes are, and like the less enjoyment you get out of the total experience. And you can't just go fucking anywhere and get a cup of coffee because you're like, I need it to be fucking roasted within the last, you know, fucking 7 days. You know what I mean? And you know, just you have all these qualifications, and then you know you're spending $28 on a cup of coffee or something, right? Just in total. And I mean, that's the thing. So I do envy those people. They're like, you know what? Fucking MGD is just fucking what I like, and I like what I like, and I spent 75 cents on a 24-pack. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, God.
But that said, I think as much as we haven't gotten that far into our coffee preferences, but however far we've gone, we still enjoy a cup of McDonald's coffee.
Yeah, for whatever reason.
And IHOP coffee. Those are like the two places.
I can deal with IHOP.
Where,
huh?
I can deal with IHOP.
But not McDonald's?
No.
I haven't had a McDonald's cup of coffee.
McDonald's coffee.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but I enjoy that. And you know, like you said, the other thing, the other one, and that those are more my coffee guilty pleasures. That I enjoy the fuck out of some IHOP coffee. I don't know what they do. I don't get it. It's for whatever, other people like Dunkin' Donuts coffee. I just like whatever.
I don't really care for Dunkin' Donuts coffee.
So no, it's not.
I really don't like anything about Dunkin' Donuts. As a matter of fact, you keep your fucking donuts,
keep your fucking sprinkles,
spill your coffee. Keep your fucking glaze.
So here, so
keep your Kalita, fucking dirty floors.
The Kalita, the way I make coffee, it takes about 17 grams to make a cup, which is like a 10-ounce, 12-ounce cup of coffee.
Okay.
And
he's looking at his notes right now.
Well, I just did some.
It's a $28 cup of coffee. Is what?
Well, I pay like $15 or $16 for a cup for a pound, which is 12 ounces. A pound of coffee is 12 ounces because it's the wet weight,
yeah,
the pre-roasted weight, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then it ends up being about 12 after they roast it. It's about 453 grams of coffee, right? So if we take it 3/4 of that, it'd be like 375
using grams and shit.
375, right? So 375 divided by 17.
He's doing the math on his Android phone right now.
Mm-hmm.
Which is violating all kinds of copyright, as you know, in Oracle versus
Google. That's 22 cups of coffee, right?
And how much
for $15?
Yeah, no. I mean, it's not like completely unpalatable for an excellent product. I mean, I'm just saying.
Well, let me ask you this, Brad. I consistently get
decent results at like Pete's. I think Pete's has got a couple of good beans. There are a couple of Starbucks beans that I think are pretty good. There's one that I got that was fucking sick with it. It was Lavazza.
Yeah, man, it's Lavazza
coffee.
Yeah,
that's some good stuff.
Name brand. So you don't Folgers, but you like Lavazza and Starbucks. Okay, I see what you're doing.
It's not.
You're just like,
it's not,
I don't like Walmart, but I like Target. You know, it's like okay.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and it's not perfect, but like,
it's my big boxes.
It's
red.
It's palatable, but it's not like gonna break me. You know, because it's like half as much as going and getting it. Like,
do
just
you guys like
but
Kona
do
coffee?
Using the Kona coffee? The Kona is good. Kona's pretty good that I've had. Yeah. Using the Kalita, I use almost half as much coffee per cup, is what I'm trying to say. And so it goes a lot farther. Because I make a stronger cup with less coffee.
Is it farther or further?
Farther is unit of distance, like measurable distance. Further is like more of an idea.
Like a concept.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So further.
Yeah. I don't know what I said.
Farther.
You said farther, so we're not going distances.
So further.
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 Yeah.
I don't know.
I think farther is what you meant.
How far can you throw the cup,
you're talking about how much you can actually use, right?
You can throw the cup farther because it has less weight in it, right?
No, farther was
correct. Maybe that's what he means.
Farther was right.
Either way.
Like his dollar goes farther. But it's not, I mean, are we measuring?
If I was writing a fucking technical paper, I would think about which word to use. We're talking
it's further ideologically. It's all metaphorically speaking here.
It's not. It's actual amount.
It is a measurable distance. Is it measurable difference?
It's not a distance. Yeah. It's a difference.
But it is not a distance. You're right.
It is measurable. It's a tangible thing.
But that's
we're not
the thing.
An idea. We're
it's
talking about actual.
Lots
coffee.
Of things are measurable, but we're talking. About
I think
a measurable
you're right.
Distance.
I think it should be further.
Yes. I think it's further.
Got another one over on Dell, and that
I'll prove you both
good.
Wrong.
I think it's further.
I think it's further.
It's further, Brad. I agree.
Yeah,
with
I'm
you.
Pretty sure.
As a fellow dad, fucking agree.
Cheers.
Would.
Yeah.
Dad brains.
Fucking dad brains agree. At the very least, I mean, who, you know, whatever.
But the analogy
if we're
is
wrong,
strong enough, I think, that farther works.
If we're wrong, then we can chalk it up to dad brain. That's the greatest part, you know?
In an analogous sort of way.
We can never be wrong. We're like, you know what? It's hard raising kids in this world, you know what I mean? It's hard to It's really
hard.
Your brain power is taken up by too much other stuff. I'm pure here.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but it seems like it would be such a dreamy job roasting coffee beans for a living.
I thought about it, man.
Well, I'm gonna say no for a little bit. Yeah, like so, I worked in college at a roasting nuts. Cinnamon roasted nuts, right? And they smell fucking delicious, and it's kind of like overwhelming. Like it would, you were like, "Well, I could smell you like down the hall at the mall." You know what I mean? It was,
yeah.
But after a certain point, I could not smell it. Like, yeah. It was impossible for me to smell it. Like, I would just fucking roast it.
Some people like, get with their cologne and they end up wearing the whole bottle.
Yeah, they're like, yeah. I want to smell more, so I will pour the whole bottle on my face every morning, you know?
Yeah. And I will like, drink this cologne.
I will be the cologne. I will bathe in the cologne before I go to work. So, yeah, it's like that. After a certain point, coffee roasting, cinnamon roasted nuts, you just can't fucking smell it. You don't smell the deliciousness. It smells like Christmas.
Yeah, I think the margins are so tight, you know.
Yeah, so. I mean, it's probably not really dissimilar from farming in that regard.
Yeah,
you know, with but you've got a little bit of experience.
Yeah. All right, so as we wrap up, I'm just gonna kind of throw topics that don't quite make the list here out at you guys. So we're gonna wrap this up in a
rapid fire one sentence response.
Yeah, something like that. So I was saying that we're kind of getting, Gina and I were having a long discussion, but I made this point, maybe not well made point, but I just said, I was like, you know, the further we get from, as a society, like we get
to. You see what he did there?
What? Further we get as a society from like farming, like from my unit of work and unit of reward, you know? Like, I farmed, man. I planted this fucking carrot,
I just had a conversation on carrot. Facebook about this.
And fuck, don't ever say that to me again. Fucking Facebook ass. Like, the more difficult it is to, like, teach your children, right? We're talking about this leading up to, I was like, it's hard, you know? It's a little bit easier to say these things to your children, like, look, if you don't fucking feed the goat, then we don't have the goat to fucking plant the field and we die.
You can all see what our two-week-old has been dealing with.
Yeah, I tell this kid, and kids looked at me like, meh, meh.
So she still hasn't started milking the goat.
Milk the fucking goat. She just milks Gina.
Might as well just start over.
It's hard to apply these lessons. Like, well, if you don't get up and, you know, work hard as a VP marketing executive, then we don't. I guess we don't get money, but I mean, it's kind of complicated.
You can't go to Disney World every 6 months.
Yeah, it's difficult to apply those same kind of lessons. Like, it's not as concrete. Like, I walk out, I fucking till the soil. We get fucking food. We put it on the table. We cook it. Your mom cooks it. We fucking eat it. Right?
Right.
None of this happens. We die. We fucking literally die. You saw your favorite goat. It's dead. Right? That's what happens to all of us. You don't really do this. Like, well, there's like fucking social. You know, we get to apply welfare. Yeah, I mean, it's just kind of hard to apply these lessons. Like, if you don't do your math homework, all right, nothing really happens right now, but in the future, you have to work at McDonald's, and then maybe they don't have the. You know, it's just not. It's hard to apply those lessons. That was my point. What do you guys think about this? Del?
I think. So, I was having a conversation with the same sort of thing about a new. Whatever, in vogue. philosophy coming up, or method of thinking called systems analysis, systems thinking.
I've heard a little bit about
where you actually like you. It's a mindfulness technique, basically, where you think about like anything you consume, where it comes from, all the way to its root.
Yeah,
you know. And all I really had to say to that was the only reason that needed to be created is because we're so far removed from like. Like, we don't grow our own food, so we don't really know where it comes from. So we have to actually, like, conceptualize it, right? And devote mind power to, like, how it's created. And it's just funny to me that we spend... our whole existence, human existence, seems to be, like creating easier life so that we have to do less to, like, achieve our standard of living. But now we're so screwed up that we have to, like, create systems to be mindful of where this came from so we can, like, appreciate it on the right level so that we can live, be normal, essentially.
Yeah.
And I think it's stupid. Like, honestly, like, it, that seems like more work to me than just growing a fucking tomato. Like, yeah. Honestly.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I was getting mad and excited at the same time as I was like, we got this balcony here. It'd be great. I'm excited about growing our own food. And then I saw that you can grow, like, an apple tree. There's, like, balcony, like, really tiny dwarf apple trees there. And I'm like, this is really cool. You can grow it. And I was like, why don't I know this? I'm fucking, you know, halfway through my life, and yeah. I'm not intimately familiar with growing the food that I eat. You know, I'm looking it up like, oh, okay, it turns out tomatoes grow this kind of something. I'm like, oh, fucking, you know, like 700 years ago that if I asked my ancestors, they're like, yeah, no shit, dude.
Right.
How the fuck do you get on in your life? And I'm like, well, you don't know how to do a podcast. You're like, fuck your podcast. This is how you make
this is how life. This is how you live.
Fucking do the shit that makes life happen.
But now we have books. We don't just have books on how to grow a tomato. We have books on how to think about how to grow it, how a tomato is grown. So you can actually like think about how a tomato is grown while not growing a tomato, but enjoying one.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Peter, what do you think about any of this? And you're the person I was having this conversation with.
I mean, it's inevitable.
Maybe it might be inevitable.
Things progress, and you can't.
Is it is it really actually progress? That's the question I've started to ask. Is it actually progress, or
it's a form of progress? I think you could argue whether or not it's good or bad, but I don't think that changes the fact that it's a form of progression.
Yeah, I think Gina had a good point, and like to kind of summarize her larger like rebuttal to my thinking there was that hers is more practical, and like that's great that you're thinking about that, but are you going to become a farmer? Because actually becoming a farmer in this modern world is very difficult to even make a living, let alone become a sustainable, self-sustainable
farmer. If you want to sell it, if you want to just grow it for yourself, it's not that hard.
Even then, the society that we create is very difficult. Now, whether or not you're going to change all that is probably a more difficult thing.
Yeah.
It's a lot easier just to grow up and just get a middle management job than it is to say, you know what? I will fucking become a self-sustaining farmer.
But some of that is because that's what we know, right? That's the way society functions.
Yeah,
you can cut against it.
Right. You can go against it, but then, I mean, you could also consider how you might have a role in, or how taking the middle management job could be you contributing to the society that you live in, and however you choose to perform that job or better that job or change that job versus going against the way your society is functioning and trying to get back to this other thing on your own and kind of removing yourself from the way things are functioning. You could also, and that's what I was saying about like it being the natural progressions, like the way that our society has developed, the modern time that we live in, the way things function, going along with it or improving things in the way that they function, not necessarily removing yourself from it, I think maybe is more
more practical kind
more,
of
may have more that's, practical or more
yeah.
beneficial. I don't know.
That goes into the VR discussion a little bit that we're having. We need to have an episode on that soon.
Yeah, we'll do it. We'll budget some time. Brett, what do you think about this?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
He asked
I don't
a question, but he's like, no,
I have 1% left on my computer, so it's like as soon as I go into
spit it out, don't equivocate. Don't.
I think it's dumb, but I'm upset because I do have all this shit going on. Like, I want to teach my kids how to grow stuff because I think that there's a lot of like valuable life lessons that you can learn and a lot of like connection with each other and emotional connection and connection with the earth that are really fundamental to life that I could teach them. But it's like I'm in this fucking rat race and I kind of keep making fucking money because they're hungry now and I don't know how to grow shit now.
Think about this, dude. Think about this. Whatever you learned about how stuff grows and stuff wasn't because of the life lessons it might teach you of our connection to this, that, or the other, blah, 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 bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. It was just because this is what you learned. And now you're having to think about teaching them that not just because of the practical fact of the matter that it allows them to live by eating the shit that they grow, but that it might actually teach them some moral or ethical or, like, life lesson on top of that shit. Like, that's fucking insane, dude.
It is.
Like,
it,
we're building a system to validate something that was innate, that our ancestors understood to be a fact of life.
And
you
built
know?
Religions on there, right? Yeah, fucking the sun, right? It's fucking, you know,
it's crazy.
Water god and shit, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to kind of speak 4 years since I know you're probably going to just crap out your computer since you don't charge it. But yeah, like stuff like that is, it's kind of stupid. We've mentioned this before in previous episodes of the Deranged Penguin podcast, which you're now listening to, is like our connection with death is so remote now, you know. Like I've been there when my great grandmother died. Like I was in the room post death, but I've never seen anybody actually die, and it's like very traumatic for a lot of people. Sort of rightly so, but then like I mean, it's kind of weird because we eat all this meat, right? And yet we don't kill the animals that we're fucking eating. And a lot of times we're like, oh my god, we're fucking killing the yeah. Like you had to go out there and fucking kill the deer. Bring it home, fucking work it up. Yeah, we're talking about like all this fussy way to make coffee, but there was a fussy way to make fucking veal. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Like you had to go out there and kill the shit and then cook it. You know what I mean? Make it yourself. Whatever it was, and we don't have that real connection to this stuff. Right, we lost
Bob Brad.
He agrees though. He said yeah.
So we got like 20 seconds of wrapping this up. 20 seconds away from wrapping this up.
Nope, that's the end.
Nope. Wait, you see what I'm saying there, right?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, we're not really that connected to death. And I think, Gina, do you want to get our kid a short lifespan animal so that way she can see it die?
I mean, sure.
I think it's important.
You get something out of it. I had a rodent when I was a kid, and it died after like 9 months or something. It was tragic.
I think it hits people so people don't know how to deal with it anymore because, like, I've even sung like, or said the prayer, "Now lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take." And I've had people tell me how morbid that is. I'm like, no, that's a fucking baller prayer. Like, no, like, because we could die anytime. But they're like, the thought of dying is so morbid.
And it's so weird because it is the end of life. It's like everybody who's ever lived has died. Right.
But
or will.
I think this is where we get into one of those things where it's an idea I have trouble communicating, but like when we talk about revitalizing cities and how we want it to be a certain way now, but I think we analyze it before it gets there, and so we have trouble understanding why it's not the way we thought, you know, like good cities used to be. When we create this new development, we're like, we want it to be like those old cities that had all this history and all this character.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, we're kind of looking at it before we get there. Mm. And you're asking, why isn't it there yet?
Mm. Yeah.
So I think with this kind of conversation about like how people don't know how to handle death and that kind of thing, and you could say, well, it's because we live longer and, you know, we advancements in medical technology, you know, we save people, we're just rapidly increasing our lifespans, so you don't experience it as often as you used to, but you still do experience it. It's just later.
And
so just because we're talking to, you know, a bunch of 30-somethings, how come you haven't experienced that much death and you don't know about death? We will. It's just going to come later.
Yeah,
if you had talked to people at this age before, we might have been on our last
leg. When everybody was dying of
Yeah, plague. Like, well, we are all dying.
We're basically dying.
It'll happen later.
Next week.
So you say we should go to a nursing home, talk to the olds.
And they'll totally get it.
Like, everybody's fucking dying.
Yeah, they'll be like,
but I think,
oh, that's rough. Yeah, it's my soul to take. I pray for that every night.
Some of that is because we stay pretty much within our little bubble of like our generation too, right? We don't have a lot of connected to cross generational stuff.
Yeah,
like I know people who just haven't seen grandparents die just because they weren't really like, that's not who they hang out with. They never really saw them very much. You know, they
live somewhere else,
and so like
just removed from it.
Somebody dies, and like destroys them because they don't know how to deal with it, you know? And for me, like, I've had friends my age die, but I've seen every one of my grandparents die except one, you know, like my mom's sister, like random people. And yeah, it sucks and I mourn their loss, but I mourn their loss because of like what it means for them to not be a part of my life, yeah. You know? At the same time, maybe partly because of my belief in an afterlife and their place in that, I am proud that they have no more sickness and no more like pain on this, yeah. In this existence, that they're full and whole, and I get to see them again, hopefully at one point, some point in yeah. my eternity.
But I think the point about cross-generational interaction is important, because I think maybe the thing that we're losing there with maybe everybody living longer, and especially here in this country, our extended lifestyle, where people can move so far away from their birthplace, you know, where people used to live very, very right. closely to where they were born. We're losing a lot of connections to previous generations. Just not just like, well, I see my grandmother, I Skype with her, but like, you don't live with her, you don't see her, you don't get to hear her stories, you don't get to see her live the last days of her life. And then as you enter like adult age, you know, like, you don't see a lot of births. You don't see the earlier stages. You don't see all the stages. They're not so connected with you. And maybe, you know, it's not necessarily bad. You know, like I said, we're extending life, but we're also not seeing, we're not getting all the parts of it that we once were. All the lessons that we once were. Same thing. It's great that we have a very complicated society, but maybe not so great that we're not very connected to the very basics of life.
Perhaps.
Maybe, yeah. Then we'll see. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Deranged Penguin Podcast. Thanks for hanging out for an hour and 21 minutes. Tell your mom she'll like her. Tell your mom you love her, and then ask her if she ever killed a deer.
Yeah. Or a rabbit.
Or a rabbit. Or like Del a mouse. Del didn't eat the mouse, though. Yeah.
Bye.
Thank your moo cows for you.